Somehow, you get the feeling you won't see Annika Sorenstam playing much past her prime on the Ladies Pro Tour. Her competitiveness just won't seem to allow missing cuts and falling out of the hunt long before Sunday. But she allowed herself some satisfaction after firing a 7-under-par opening round at Corning, New York last month, a tournament she went on to win.
Sometimes you make some, sometimes you miss some. You know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, but that's just golf. I mean, overall, you gotta look at the big picture. I shot 65, I'm happy with that.
The big picture? Pressure, play, and putts to win U.S. Opens and Solheim Cup international matches. That's the ladies' Ryder Cup equivalent, holding her own against the men on the PGA Tour. Overall, grinding, consistent, patient play that wears down opponents, Sorenstam has shown it all, translating into 52 career LPGA victories, including 7 majors. Karen Koch has watched Annika thrill galleries all over the world.
Oh, she's amazing. You know, she's just so consistent and so good. It's good to have a figure that everyone wants to beat and everyone wants to live up to, so she's definitely good for the game. She makes everyone want to play better.
And what about Sorenstam's knowledge of the Locust Hill golf course? She has yet to win in Rochester, playing in 1996, 99, and 2000, through all kinds of weather and changing course conditions. No problem, Annika says, thanks to her longtime caddy, Terry McNamara, on the bag. Last month, she won at Corning without a practice round, without playing there in 9 years.
Well, I just got the greatest caddy in the world. He knows the course so well. He knows my game well. He tells me what to hit, where to hit. It does help to play golf course, don't take me wrong, but, you know, sometimes you're lucky.
And as Billy Crystal might observe, Sorenstam is looking simply marvelous these days, the product of years now of physical workouts. Recently, weight training, specifically for upper and lower body strength. A recent USA Today article listed her body fat percentage just 2% above the minimum. An admitted stats freak, Annika charts her golf numbers constantly for analysis. Fitness statistics she leaves to her personal trainer.
To be honest, I have never checked my body fat. I guess I don't have an interest. I keep stats of everything else, but not that. But thanks for the compliment. I feel pretty good, and there's still room for improvement, but I work pretty hard in the gym.
For the past 3 years, Sorenstam has led the LPGA in scoring average, top 10 finishes, greens in regulation, and money earned on tour. Last year, for the first time, she beat everybody for driving distance, about 270 yards per smack off the tee. At 5'6", you may not think of Annika as an intimidating presence, but ask anybody, you don't want to see the name Sorenstam on the leaderboard when you're trying to win a tournament.
You know, from my side, I can tell you, I mean, I felt comfortable being there, hoping to have a chance to win. I know how I react when I get nervous and, you know, when you come down the stretch and in a tournament online. So all that matters to me is to be right there, and then I got a chance.
And thousands of fans figure to be lining the ropes at Locust Hill Country Club this week, chancing that Annika Sorenstam has more than a chance to win.